Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, Van Halen. Must be Friday. Just heard a Van Halen song. What a surprise. I didn't, you know, it wasn't like I was counting down to Friday or anything. Not at all. Just woke up and was like, oh, goodness gracious. Must be Friday.
I don't know. With your brother in town, it seems like every day is a party. What's the problem? I don't get it.
It is.
Did you guys rage yesterday? You left here. When I had to run out of here to get my car to the shop.
Is everything okay?
Everything's great. I got it there, and he finished it up around 6 o'clock last night. And
oh, were you able to go get it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, I had to.
Do you have to sit there and watch TV the whole time?
No, he dropped it off.
No.
Did you watch?
No, the Toyota's gone. I don't have the Toyota anymore. I go to Rick's Mercedes Works down the street from my house.
Nice. So you didn't need a loaner or anything?
No, I dropped it off, and then I start walking home, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's like 85 degrees out here.
It was a hot day yesterday.
It was so warm.
And we actually turned our AC on. I was like, oh, my God.
I cleared my car of all its contents into my little...
Oh, God, so you're carrying a huge pack.
So I got my pack filled. I'm in pants, and I'm strutting down the street like, man, it's a lot farther than I thought, too.
How far is it?
Like 2 miles.
Oh, my God.
Which isn't, you know...
Did you set your watch for an outdoor walk?
You know what's funny is it actually came on and said, it looks like you're exercising. And I went, yep, click.
Really? Yeah. It's like, boy, it seems like what you're doing is raising your heartbeat a little bit.
Yeah, it actually, the app, not the one I usually use, which is Strava, but this one, the little green guy came on and said, it looks like you're exercising. And
do you want to track this at all? Or
so I started it. It was about 2 miles.
Jeez. And were you carrying all your stuff?
Oh, yeah.
How much stuff did you have? Like jackets and stuff?
The things that you have in your car. And I'm pretty good about clearing the car, and there was still too much crap in there.
Sure, all kinds of stuff.
Someone's like, oh, that guy must have moved out of his tent.
It was hot. I just kept stripping layers off yesterday.
Mm. I walked in, and the missus goes, why are you sweating? Because I just walked 2 miles.
Yeah.
And she was like, why didn't you call me?
Right.
Meanwhile, there's a kid on her boob. I'm like,
it's like
I pointed.
You've got a family going here.
Because there's that attached to you.
Right.
Because trying to leave is a 20-minute process, and the walk was 20 minutes.
Sure.
So
I made it home. Nope, I'm here now. I'm going to go hop in the shower real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then what'd you do?
I don't have all the... I probably played a little guitar.
Yeah.
Scratched an itch or two, and then, waited.
Are we in the itch? It was 1 o'clock.
The one o'clock.
So, did you learn a song for us to do today?
I don't have, I mean, I have, I had, no, oh. I didn't learn a song. I mean, I've told you, I
what
could
do. What
are
we working on?
Well, I'm working on.
What's the song I should be working
soloing
on?
Soloing in key without, you know. Like staying in the pendant.
Grab it.
It doesn't
just
matter.
Just grab
well,
it. Turn.
So what I was...
Brittany, come turn on the thing.
Turn on the thing.
Yeah, let's turn it on.
I can do this.
Oh, hold on. Brittany's getting... Oh, my God. Just tell him the electric guitar going. I know. I shouldn't say anything.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah, don't say anything.
You guys keep talking.
You're going to ruin it.
What do you want us to say?
See? I just said don't ruin it.
He doesn't have his headphones on right now. We had a huge movie review yesterday if you guys messed up.
Yeah, really good movie review. Great job, guys.
And the song.
Oh, my God.
Movie was terrible, though.
I've never not wanted to see a movie so bad.
I know. That was, it was perfect.
Okay, movie not to see.
Scared you
the
off
clock
the movie.
In the house.
The house with the clock and its walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's too
sounds
bad.
Like
There's
a
no
piece
place
of
to plug this in.
Oh, snap.
Oh.
You know what? Call Brent.
Yeah. I would help you, but I...
Oh, my God. Like, you have to do something. Oh, he had to... He was kneeling on his...
Oh, yeah. Hooman is... Hooman's back has been horrible.
At least it smells good because it's.
I don't.
I like
that
the
smell.
Ben Gay
the Ben
smell.
Ben Gay smells just like it's just killing me. Oh, we got it. Hooman. Hold on. Some music off of here.
You know, I probably should have tuned this before.
Well, just go
this
for it.
This wasn't planned, everyone, so I don't
baby,
know what
baby,
to tell
baby, just go for it.
Come on, let's go for it. All right, here we go.
Hang on.
Anyway, so...
Let's solo in key.
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, we're not?
I'll play the start of something for you, and if right. you want to join in. But if you'll I probably be a snob about it and go like, oh...
Wrong key.
I don't like that I probably, singer of ACDC.
Oh, no.
I only like...
So what is it, Thunder or something?
Thunder. Don't be a snob. Play some Drake.
I can't help myself.
Somebody call for
Oh, yeah, play some Drake. Yeah. No, you're okay. Go.
You're
I know you have a pile of music.
To set up
hey,
the,
Vinny,
he does
can you
have
learn
a pile
the
of music.
Drake song, Kiki, Do You Love Me?
Oh,
hey,
God.
You guys hear that... Well, I guess we'd already talked about the fact that Kiki might be Kim Kardashian.
Mm. Yeah.
Kanye's furious about it.
Yeah,
like, he thinks
6 a.m. trash.
Oh.
Kanye called out everyone yesterday. There's some fabulous videos.
Get back on your meds, Kanye.
Kanye.
Yeah.
Kanye.
I've got Bryn in there trying to get the 11 albums that we're going to try to get to in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, he's got the dude swears all over these Instagram posts. So he's got a lot of work he's doing. That's why he just ran back out of here.
Yeah. Well, if you want to learn that Drake song, we're totally
okay. I don't
okay
think
with
he wants.
It's not like
to
really a guitar song, you know.
Like, yeah.
What do you got to learn? Like the, I don't know. I mean, do you just learn the lyrics?
Do you love me?
I think you got it. You're nailing it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I need guitar underneath my voice.
Is there any guitar in there?
I don't think there's
so
any guitar in there.
I'll dismiss that song.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Here we go, everyone.
Yeah, I'll do this one.
Is this Tesla?
No, this is AC/DC. That sounds good, Vinny.
Wow! Yeah, Vinny, go!
She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I've ever seen. Had the thing besides telling me no lies, knocking me out with those American thighs. I don't have a voice.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hit that button.
We hit it.
Damn it. I thought I was at a jam. Sorry. I totally lost my voice. I blew my voice out last week. Vinny, that sounded so great.
Oh, my God. You just cussed.
I just didn't. It's not 6 o'clock. Are we still safe harbor? Oh my God! Everyone's
we're
looking at me like
safe
I have.
Harbor, Sarah.
Well, you just
you
dumped you? It, right?
You're
I was
here
at a jam session. Oh,
you're
damn,
here.
That sounded so good. Jeez, I wanted to keep
warped
going. Oh, that sucks.
Well,
I didn't mean to swear. I'm sorry.
I just had a heart attack.
That
How about
was,
you?
That was awesome.
A little bit. Yeah, my, I was like, whoa.
That was awesome response time, you guys. Look, I'm just trying to keep you on your toes.
The problem is that people listening online still hear that stuff.
Oh, sorry, online listeners.
So,
I just
intern, when you
said
podcast
the sugar
later.
Yeah, take that out. Sugar, honey, iced tea.
Just
two.
Let's not, the whole last 30 is not even...
Britain's here.
Never mind.
What happened? What did I miss?
Oh, my God, dude. You missed it.
My voice is shot still from last weekend, so I'm singing the song. The song
it was good.
He was doing so...
I know.
You
I
were
was,
killing it, Vince.
I was
going
to start
great
to
I
get
was
up and dance.
Half listening.
Hey, where did Vince go?
He's putting the guitar
I had
away.
One ear on Noah Cyrus and the other ear on AC/DC. It was really cool.
I'm sorry I swore.
I was
going to
get up and dance.
Damn it.
What'd
Vinny,
you say?
I was gonna start
said
to dance.
Well,
I went, oh shit!
I really didn't see
and
that
then
coming.
I didn't even
I
realize
feel...
that I did it, and then everyone's jumping up. I'm like, oh, were they mad because I stopped singing? And then I realized, oh, I said sugar, honey, iced tea.
Did you catch it, Izzy?
Oh, she caught
did
it. She hit the ceiling first and hit the dump button and way back down.
God,
oh,
that,
damn it!
I'm going back to work.
I wasn't nervous about playing, but boy, I'm shaking now from the cuss word.
It was so good.
It sounded so good. I'm so bummed out.
Anyway, so, yeah, I didn't practice that, though.
That
That's
was
not
great
what I was doing.
Well, keep practicing that one. And then maybe next week I'll have my voice back and we can do it
on
Friday.
Yeah, let's do it next Friday.
Oh, God, it's been so aggravating all week. I just have that edge on my voice. Oh.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're tripping
on.
You had it. You had it.
I was singing. I was too far out over the... over the edge, over the cliff.
Oh.
I was like, oh, man, when I get to the chorus, I'm just going to be an absolute fail. I couldn't do it. So I OS'd. Oh, damn it.
Anyway, so.
God, I feel like I just ruined everything.
Well, you didn't because
actually,
I was trying to get to. So I went and did my car and then basically was trapped the rest of the day. So, but you left here with your whole family.
Like, I did.
Oh, yeah. What'd you guys do?
We just went and got breakfast and then did what we do every day. Just hung out.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was it?
That's it.
Nothing big?
No.
Oh.
We're busy. We're
Was there a drink of the day?
There wasn't. I've asked them to not do a drink of the day anymore because I usually don't drink at all during mm-hmm. the week. But then last night, so yesterday, it's sort of a long story and it doesn't really matter, but I ran out of something and I went up and it was so hot and I
tried. Was it pot? Did you run out of DB weed?
Supply for things I make.
Your beads.
So
did you go to Michael's?
I did. So I went up to Michael's. They had this one day sale thing. It was just so hot and I went with my sister-in-law because I'm working with her now and we get back to the house and I try to do this one thing. So it's so stupid, but it's just so frustrating. Like I'm stringing these beads and I'm like, okay, choose from these four different variations. Choose one of these. And she goes, I like the third one. And I turn around and I drop one end of the string and they all fall off onto the deck. They roll into every crack. I'm like, do you remember which one you picked? Do you remember how it went? So I'm super bummed. And then I get back. So then I go back into my workshop and I create the thing again. And, you know, and it doesn't take forever or anything. I get it restrung. And then I go to tie the thing off and I pull and the freaking thing just explodes again. And it just goes all over the workshop. I'm like, I walk out. I'm standing on the little porch. I have this little shed in my backyard that I do stuff in. I stand out on the back porch and it's just hot. And I'm like, do we have any beer? It's like 4 p.m. at this point. I'm like, oh, my God. So I walk over and I just sat down on the porch and chair. And I have a beer.
Sat there with
my beer and drank my beer. And I'm all mad and feeling sorry for myself. That was my day.
Oh, that's pretty good, though.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've had worse days for sure. Like, really nothing happened. Yeah. It was a combination of the heat and the...
Yeah, sometimes you just have to put stuff aside. You know, I'll come back to you another day.
Yeah, well, there's nothing to come back
today.
To. The thing is exploded all over.
So
like,
are
oh
you
my
doing
God.
Another Michael's trip?
No, I don't need to do a Michael's trip, but I need to get on the floor and pick up all the friggin' beads because I dropped... I mean, it was like the second one that all the beads were gone. It's just so sad. Goodbye, beads. Anyway,
well, the big party was at AT&T.
Oh,
I
yes.
saw posts from...
We need to talk about this, baby.
My many DJ friends, also our boss. I didn't see much from you, though, on Instagram.
Oh, you know what? I don't think I even posted on Instagram.
Good, you're enjoying the show.
I did. I took a couple of videos, and I tried...
She put them on Facebook.
Our intern tried to send them to me and Bryn this morning, so Bryn could play... some live versions, but I still am not getting it in our email.
All right, so start at the beginning. What time did you get there?
We had a Lyft driver come pick us up at 4.
Uh-huh.
And then traffic was decent right up until we got coming off that ramp, Vinny.
Right.
You know, 101, 280.
The King's,
coming, yeah, the King Street exit. Yeah, that was kind of gnarly. So anyway, we got off there. We just went straight inside. Oh, it was hilarious because we started in the front and then the lady goes, oh, go around the lefty side. It's much better. And then we get, I'm like, this isn't better. She just wanted everyone out of there.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, use it. All these people are like, I'm not kidding. I was turning in three different directions at one time. I'm
good
just
for
like,
you.
Hey. And then I saw there was like listeners. I saw friends, that actual friends. I saw our sales girls, Krista, Lindsay.
Oh, boy. Lots of people at the big
hilarious.
Show.
Did you
so
see
fun.
Annie?
No, but I heard she was there.
Annie Appel?
Yeah.
Big clubs. Shame.
Yeah.
Shame
so
big
we
club.
Had our tickets. We're at the club level in the Alaska Airlines section. It was freaking awesome. Like the bathroom's right there.
I love that. God,
the food
that's
is right there. The drinks
excellent.
Are right there.
They even they have like wait staff that come to you, don't they?
You know, I did see some people. I didn't get a wait staff, but I saw ladies going up and down the stairs with lots of food and stuff.
Gracious.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Yeah.
But
so you had a comfy seat and a bathroom nearby and good view of the stage?
Yeah, it was pretty decent. I mean, I would have liked to have been on the field, but those tickets were hella expensive. Yeah. I got invited backstage.
Oh.
I'm friends with, her name is Diane. She's married to Tom Johnston from the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, sure. They're yeah. local. We actually...
Totally local.
Didn't their daughter have a record out or won
yes,
some competition?
Yes, she did. Dana, is it? I can't remember, but yes, yeah, she did. Yeah. Yeah, American Idol and some other shows she was on. But John was like, I don't want to, because then we'd have to go back down. And
right.
Oh, Johnny B was with
John
you.
Was with me, yeah. So it's like,
no,
I was thinking.
I'm comfortable right here.
I was like, oh, if I was with a girlfriend, we'd totally go backstage and be cool. But John's like, nah. I'm like,
so did you get there in time for the start of the Doobie Brothers?
Yeah,
or
so we, no, we were a little late for the Doobie Brothers. But yeah, we did get to
saw
see
their big
a
hits
bunch of
and
songs.
Everything.
Oh, totally. They were amazing. Zach Brown Band came on, and I'm not familiar with them. I know we play a song or two from them.
Yeah. They're huge, though.
They're huge. And they did a couple cover songs that Devin Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, funny.
Oh, my God. It was so good. They did.
So they must have a fiddle guy. Yeah. All right.
It was so good. Like, people were saying, you're going to love them. I'm like, I love them now. I'm a super fan now.
Oh,
Eagles didn't come on till I told John, okay, it's like 8:15. Let me run up to the bathroom. And then that way I'll be down for Seven Bridges Row. There I am in line.
No.
I'm in line like.
There are stars.
I'm like, what? What?
So they started right at 8:30.
No, they started early.
Oh, God.
Like at 8:20.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Doggone it. But that set list, whoever sent to me, was straight up, right
yeah.
on. It was amazing. They were so good. Glenn Frey's son.
What's that kid's name? Deacon?
It is Deacon.
Oh, funny.
It is Deacon.
Deacon Fry, is that
Deacon
his name?
Deacon Fry. He was amazing. And Vince Gill is singing with them. And he was so great. It was just...
He's playing guitar with them too,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I cried, I think twice I teared up.
What is with you and crying?
Not
so they sounded amazing.
Because it was just so beautiful. And I was just like, oh my God.
You
I
love the Eagles. When's the last time you saw them?
I saw them in Fresno, I don't know, early 2000s.
No.
Yeah, in the no.
Yeah.
And I was like second row for that.
Isn't it funny how they were the band? They were Hell Freezes Over.
Mm-hmm.
We will not play.
I saw them at Shoreline.
No, but I mean, they were not the, that whole, that was the joke though. They were never going to play together
right.
again.
And
they hated
each other. I think they
even
called that tour the Hell Freezes
right.
Over
mm-hmm.
tour.
They did.
But
yeah.
that's because the quote was, we'll never. Mm-hmm. Hell will freeze over
right.
before we play again.
Is it Don Henley who's the Jerko in the band? Isn't he like in big fights
you
with everybody?
You know what? They all
the...
were kind of, I think they just all
well,
had it with each other. I mean, Joe Walsh, all his problems. He was amazing. He did a couple solos.
He's sober now,
he
though, so he's
going
okay.
going for it, man. It was just like, so
there's
good.
A guy that's not, he's not part of the reunion. That's who Vince Gill replaced, I think. There's, I don't know his
it?
Name, but he... Him, I want to say him and Glenn Frey fought on stage.
Oh,
like
wow.
they were
fist fight?
They were talking into the mics about how they were going to beat each other. Look it up.
Oh my god. That is so
I'm awesome. Pretty sure there's a couple guys that like they're not with the band not because they died but because they can't be with the band.
you can't handle
point,
it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you're fighting on stage. I mean, come on. I think we're going to take Glenn Frey over, a guy whose name we can't remember.
I want to say the last name starts with a C, but I can't think of it. Anyway, I'm glad you had fun, though. And I do know...
Oh, someone said Randy Mesner remembers fist fight with Glenn Frey.
Oh, I know
and
Randy
other
Mesner's
Eagles,
name.
It says.
Funny.
Coke Rage, someone's... Oh. Another article
oh.
says.
Oh.
It says, the drug caused very arrogant Glenn to break up the Eagles.
Oh, wow.
Well.
Cocaine. So we left. We left before the last couple songs.
And did you have any trouble
because
getting home?
I did a little bit. We had the lift scheduled for 11 o'clock, but as we all thought, it's a madhouse. Everybody's leaving at the same time, so I had to cancel. I canceled that ride. We walked over to the train station, and John called another ride to pick us up.
Oh. And you managed to get in a car.
Yeah, and so by the time I got home, it was about 11:45.
Oh, that's not too bad.
I just was like,
I'll bet.
Of course.
Went up to bed, conk.
Right.
Let me ask you a question, off story, just a tad. So they just opened this new transit center right here in the middle of town. But Caltrain's still going to run out of that 4th Street or what is that? 3rd Street?
Yeah.
It's still going to run out of there. Yeah,
3rd I guess so, because it's not like, what are you going to do with the train?
I don't know. That's it's so funny that you know, like, we've opened this mass transit center, and yet they're going to, I guess, have to keep the Caltrain station at 3rd.
Right. I mean, there's plenty of other buses and other transportations that are
just
going through that area.
Stop along the way? The transit
center? You mean have... I don't know. It's very
think
weird.
So.
There's no trains running through there yet, right?
Train.
No.
No.
Just buses.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful bus station.
They did a killer job.
I really want to go there. I want to see the upper levels and all the trees and all that stuff.
Whoman knows a guy.
I do.
I kind of want to explore on my own.
All the guys.
Yeah.
All right. KLSC, KLSC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Uzi, I'm so glad that it went well for you.
Yeah.
I know how much you
were. I was so excited.
How excited you were.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.